Blog Talk Radio.
Just share with you what I'm going to be sharing with you. Tips and tricks to stay hydrated this summer. Alrighty. Before I get into what it is, I'd just like to share with you on this weekly podcast what I've come to learn and grow and understand many years ago. Can't believe it's been a decade already. Indeed. No one diet is perfect for everyone. But I've always got to share this quote from Hippocrates. I love it so much. Let food be thy medicine, and medicine be thy food. All right, moving on once again to today's topic, tips and tricks to stay hydrated this summer. We're already 3.5 weeks into the summer. Seems like it was just yesterday that it started, and then seems like it's been a long time because we've had a lot of hot days, but we have a long way to go yet, and the heat is coming at us full force, at least for a week, beginning this coming weekend. It actually hits us with, it's going to be hitting us this coming weekend. Starting Saturday, it's going to shift to higher temperatures. So what happens when your body becomes really hot from all the heat and humidity? It has a tendency to suddenly need more hydration and electrolytes. That's what happens. Drastic shift in temperature, high temperature that is, your body needs more hydration and electrolytes. And it needs it more in any other season, of course. More in this season, I should say, than any other season. This is summer. It needs it more now. Obviously, when it's hotter now, if we live in a place where it's always hot, then you always need to, you know, pay more attention to keeping your body hydrated. But in the summer months, when it's hotter, you need to consider hydration and electrolytes because that's what your body needs. And it's all because of, some of us don't like to do it, ladies. We say we don't do this. We just perspire. But it's all because of the sweat. Indeed. And this is actually a good thing. Sweating is actually a good thing because what you're doing is the heat and humidity causes the body to cool itself. So our bodies are wonderful creatures. God created us so magnificently that what our body does, it causes, with heat and humidity, it causes the body to cool itself by sweating or by perspiring, as the ladies like to say. We perspire, we don't sweat. But what happens is this leads to a loss of water. It leads to a loss of salt. And it also leads to a loss of many other minerals that are key to bodily processes. So while the easiest way to avoid dehydration in the summer is to stay inside a climate-controlled room, that's kind of boring. Why would you want to do that? That's just no way to enjoy this beautiful season, to stay cooped up indoors all day and all night just because it's too hot outside. You got to, you know, pick your times wisely. Between 10 and 2 p.m., that's when the sun is at its peak. So do everything or try to do everything before that time or after that time, before 10 a.m. and after 2 p.m. But once again, there's so many outdoor activities you can enjoy outside as well. Like I said before, you can do them early morning or late afternoon. Not to mention, why it's so important to get your natural vitamin D from the sun. You don't want to stay inside in a climate-controlled room all of the time, because what you're doing is just breathing in the recirculated air. There's no way that the indoor air quality is better than the outdoor air quality. And that's just a fact. But once again, vitamin D is something that you need, and you get it directly from the sun. So about 20 minutes a day is pretty much all you need to absorb the vitamin D that your body needs to stay optimally healthy. It's also great for your immune system as well, vitamin D. And I've said that on, you know, a previous show, but you can look that up, one of my podcasts. But fortunately, it's easy and it's tasty to stay hydrated all summer long, whether at the beach, whether you're going bike riding or just picnicking in the park or hiking. I don't go hiking, but if you hike, wonderful for you. It's wonderful. You can stay hydrated all summer long. Last week I shared in my newsletter how I infuse my water. Well, one of the ways I infuse my water, and that's wonderful. I drink that all throughout the day in the summer months. I just love the way that I can pick things from my garden, and even if it's the berries that I don't grow out of my garden, I infuse that as well. But the next time you find yourself outside in the hot and humid weather, you're going to try some of these tips I'm going to share with you right now to keep yourself healthy and hydrated, okay? I'm going to share a few with you. I'm going to share most of them with you, actually. But to get the last one, you got to sign up for my newsletter, and you'll see a link on this broadcast page. But these shows, by the way, in these summer months are the abridged versions. So we keep it short, sweet, and spicy, and holy living, and also informative and relevant. This is what you should be doing and can be doing throughout these hot and humid months. So what are some of the pro tips that you can use to stay hydrated in this hot season, the hottest season of all? Well, first, drink enough water and don't forget your electrolytes. Replacing the water lost through sweat is key to keeping yourself feeling your best, but be sure to also include electrolytes into the mix. This combination of sodium, potassium, calcium, and magnesium is also lost in sweat. And if it's not replaced, can cause serious health problems. That's one of the reasons why athletes will collapse on the field or on the court, is because they're not hydrated. If you're overexerting your body, high-intensity workouts or, athletics that keep your heartbeat racing and keep your blood boiling, keep your body temperature hotter, I should say, because you're building that up. You excrete sweat, of course, but you've got to replenish all of that. And if you're not replenishing, that's going to cause problems. So one solution, which is not what I do, but this is an option, and I'll give you my better way, what I would use. One solution, if you drink or you consume sports drinks, you can mix the sports drinks or your electrolyte powders, whatever you use, with water. Mix them with water, and this will replace both the liquids and the electrolytes in one full scoop. So mix your sports drinks, so don't drink them straight up, just mix them with water, and this replaces both the liquids and the electrolytes. Now what I do, because, you know, I'm the health coach, I've got to do things healthy now. And the reason why I say I don't do sports drinks is because of the artificial colors and the sugars and everything that it contains. I just prefer to drink something that God created from a big old nut that you could get it from a tree. Well, not around here anyway. Coconut water, indeed. That is one wonderful electrolyte drink. Coconut water is another great way to replenish your electrolytes. The drink naturally contains potassium and magnesium. And so another method that I've used when my kids were really active and when they were younger and they were all running track, I made homemade Gatorade. And I did that with orange juice and water, sea salt, Himalayan sea salt, and organic honey. And mixed that up, and that was their homemade Gatorade. I made sure the portions were proper. It was proportionate. And that is what they did. Because, once again, you're losing, I mentioned that already, you're losing the salt. You're losing these things in your sweat. And so, sodium, of course, the potassium, the calcium, magnesium. You don't want stitches, and you don't want cramps or anything of that nature. So you've got to build up your electrolytes. But you also got to know when to do that. But we're going to talk about athletics another time. This is not the show for it. But indeed, those are my two go-tos as far as electrolytes are concerned, coconut water and homemade Gatorade. Second thing you can do is you can eat foods with high water and vitamin content. So what contains high water and vitamin content? One of the most effective ways to feel hydrated is to do that. You can eat foods like watermelon, cucumbers, bell peppers, strawberries, and grapefruit. They're all fantastic sources of water, vitamins, and minerals that can help you stay hydrated. Or any type of melon, but watermelon has the most water content. I believe it's like about 98% water or something like that. But any types of fruits and vegetables that have a high water content. And vitamins, of course. You get so many vitamins with these fruits and vegetables, mainly vitamin C. That's one of them. But indeed, you get your potassium as well. And so this is just something that you could look into and say, you know what, I don't like to drink a lot, but hey, when my oldest used to just fill it up with the watermelon, boy, I mean, it was like going out of style. I used to have to stop him. I didn't want him to get sick. But some people like, certain types of fruits and vegetables better than others. And so thing that you can look into, as opposed to just drinking, you can eat your water. All right. Moving on to the next one. You can add chia seeds to your diet. Chia seeds. They almost look like poppy seeds. They're small little seeds that you can find anywhere in a health food store, in your local supermarket, anywhere. But they're also a great addition to your diet, and I'll tell you why. They absorb up to 30 times their weight in water. So what this does is create a gel-like substance. And you can put this in chia seeds in your smoothies, or you can make a chia seed pudding. If you've ever heard of it, you can look it up. But because it's difficult for the digestive system to break the substance down, it allows the body to absorb the fluid slowly throughout the process, right? So if it's absorbing all of that water, it makes it harder for your digestive system to break it down. So your body will be absorbing the fluid slower. And this will keep your body at an even level of hydration for a longer period of time. It's a slow process, but it's a slow and consistent process. And this will help you maintain that level of hydration that you need. So this is especially good if you're an athlete or if you run long distances or do something for a long period of time that requires a lot of energy and, you're just pumping it. So this will keep you hydrated for a longer period of time. This also helps regulate the level of fluid in your body, and it will only absorb the fluids as the body needs them. So nothing is taken away. But indeed, be careful when you're drinking it or consuming anything with the gel-like stuff. You don't want to, wolf it down. Take your time so that your body can do its job and what it needs to do to keep your body hydrated. Regulate that level of fluid in the body. Keep it at an even level of hydration. This will help you throughout the summer months. So add chia seeds to your diet. There's one more, but like I said, I like to keep you guessing on the podcast. So, And I say these are going to be short, sweet, and spicy. So if you'd like to know what the last one is, I'll give you the first two words. Don't wait. And the rest is history. Well, it's not a history. It's not a secret either. Just get to my newsletter. You can hear what the last one is. You can actually read about it. So there you have it, folks. These are some tips and tricks to stay hydrated this summer. So a quick recap, drink enough water and don't forget your electrolytes. Eat foods with high water and vitamin content and add chia seeds to your diet. It's a wonderful way to stay and maintain hydration throughout the summer months. Now, moving on to Wednesday's word, it comes to us from the Billy Graham Evangelist Association, No Strings Attached. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. That's 2 Corinthians 9, verse 15. A gift is not a gift unless accepted. God has given you his Son, but ownership is conditional on acceptance. God does not force his gift on us, but he asks us to receive by faith the gift of his Son, Jesus Christ. A person who deliberately refuses God's offer of love, mercy, and forgiveness is lost. Most people gratefully receive a gift when given in love. The greatest sin that a person can commit is to refuse God's love. And that's Wednesday's word. God bless you on this wonderful Wednesday. I hope to hear from you on all things like social media. I'm mainly on Facebook, but you can find me on some other platforms as well. I'm either The Vision Voice, or I'm Pure and Holy Living, or I'm just Jessie Blair Myrie. You can find me on any one of those social media platforms. I'm on a lot of them. But I'd love to hear from you, and I'd love to share the last tip on how you can stay hydrated this summer with you. So you'll find a link of to get the rest of today's details and info by subscribing to my newsletter. It comes out once a week on Wednesdays. And once again, I just love to share health and nutrition with you. So important that we stay especially healthy in the midst of a pandemic. There's been a resurgence in certain states in America, and now travel is pretty much restricted in certain areas or at an all-time low, actually. A lot of people are getting hit and hit heavily because of what we're going through worldwide. But I live in the United States of America, so I have to say nationwide right now, as we're being affected still. We have to think about those who have lost loved ones and also think about ourselves in that we've got to take care of this one and only body that God has given us. You have only one. You've got to take good care of it. That's my slogan. But I get that off of Bible in 1 Corinthians 3. 16 and 17, that your body is a temple of God. Don't destroy it. So on that note, I just like to say that there's so many ways that we can maintain good health and build up a strong immunity. But if you're not willing to put in the work or the effort, you're not going to get the results. So I will say this, seek me out. You can direct message me on the social media platforms that I've named before, actually where I said my handles are, basically, or where you can find me, and I'd love to hear from you. Love to share important and pertinent information. And on that note, I want to say have a wonderful rest of your Wednesday. Like I said, these summer months are going to be short, sweet, and spicy. And today's tax deadline day. It's normally in April, but we've been given three extra months due to this pandemic. So if you haven't filed your taxes, you've got to the end of the day today, I believe. July 15th, 2020 is the last day. So I'm really signing off for real. Have a wonderful rest of your Wednesday. God bless you until next time. Bye-bye.